into an airbase housing U.S. and other coalition troops in western Iraq. A Pentagon spokesperson reports the contractor suffered a cardiac episode while sheltering and died shortly afterward. It was the first such attack since the U.S. struck Iran-aligned militia targets along the Iraq-Syria border last week. The services sector, where most Americans work, grew at a sharply slower pace in February. The Institute for Supply Management reporting a drop to a reading of 55.5% in February. That's down from the January level of 58.7, which had been near a two-year high. On Wall Street, stocks remain mixed. The Dow ahead 56 points. The S&P is down 17. This is SRN News.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching, his paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog, and he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night, but sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
News is brought to you by Weedman Lawn Care of Montgomery, where promises are kept, lawns are beautiful, and they are consistently recommended over their competitors. Go to weedman.com for a free quote.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. The attorneys for the teenager charged with capital murder and the death of Lowndes County Sheriff Big John Williams are seeking youthful offender status for him. If granted, the status would limit any prison time to a maximum of 3 years. A hearing for William Chase Johnson is set for next Monday. The election results are in. Democratic candidate Kirk Hatcher won the Alabama Senate District 26 seat. Hatcher beat opponent William Green with 78% of the vote. Green had 21% of the vote. And Montgomery Mayor Stephen Reed says the city plans to honor the legacy of Claudette Colvin as someone who challenged Montgomery's segregated buses in the 1950s. Reed says the city is working with Colvin's family, and more will be announced in the coming weeks. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi, this is Tom Latham with Penny Earn and Concrete Technologies. If you own a business, you know how important it is to get in front of your customers. Radio has proved to be the best medium for us. For many years, the stations at Blue Water Broadcasting have served us well. For success for your business, call the folks at Blue Water today.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, we all drop our phones. It happens. You fumble it, crack it, splash it. Well, Straight Talk Wireless now offers this new Platinum Unlimited plan that includes phone protection. Just $65 a month for unlimited talk, text, and data. Plus 20 gigs of hotspot and 100 gigs of cloud storage and more. All on the best networks. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. See mobile protect terms and conditions at Asurion.com/straighttalk. Limitations and exclusions apply.
DQ presents how to find meal fulfillment. First, order the delicious new rotisserie-style chicken bites from DQ. Then feast your eyes on these unbreaded, tender, juicy, 100% white meat beauties. Next, take a bite of the bite. Realize that unbreaded chicken loaded with flavor is finally possible. And last, call your boss and ask for that promotion. You may have started last week, but hey, if chicken this good is possible, anything is possible. New rotisserie-style chicken bites are now at DQ. Happy tastes good.
Calling all parents, grandparents, aunts, and uncles. Saddle up your little buckaroos for a day of cowboy fun at the SLA Rodeo coming to Garrett Coliseum March 18th through the 20th. We're offering stick horse rodeos, mutton busting, and a calf scramble. And don't forget our Western Festival that's free on Saturday morning from 9 to 11. Stick around for the PRCA Rodeo for plenty of laughs and fun for the whole family. Learn more and purchase tickets at slerodeo.com or call 888-2-RODEO-2.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some and, in fact, demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Well, I'm bored, everyone. News on 93.1 FM. Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark. 78 degrees, 78 points. Temperature outside is a lovely 59 degrees. The sun is out, my friend.
Nice.
It is gorgeous. I was out on the deck before we got here.
And it looks like we got some sunny days ahead.
I know. Series. I'm like 72 tomorrow is the high.
Yeah.
No clouds at all. Weekend, a little cloudy. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, nice. 64. I like the warm days, cold nights. 64, 34, perfect. Okay. Just got back from the doctor. Got a great report.
Great.
Top of my class. She was like, I can't believe this.
It's awesome. She's
the only guy that's got this anywhere near doing what you're doing is actually an athlete in college that is getting treatment that's similar to mine. Not same cancer, different cancer, similar treatment.
Right.
Said, you two are at the top of the pyramid. But how old is he? Had to ask 21.
Oh, wow.
So I was going, I'm feeling pretty good about myself. He said, yeah, you've lost some weight. I have lost some weight. But I'm actually down to where I was pre-COVID.
Okay.
I got my COVID 12 pounds.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I did that too.
I went from 82, 84 to 84, 86, or 194, 96.
Yeah, I'm dropping the weight with elliptical and weightlifting, but I guess chemo is one option.
Yeah, if you want to change your appetite, take chemo.
Yeah.
And that's not all. There's more. We can give you all sorts of things. So I get my iron transfusion tomorrow, or infusion tomorrow. And then next week is chemo number 3. Mm. I'm actually kind of looking forward to that. I've got chemo on Easter, the Thursday, Friday, Monday, Thursday, Good Friday, and that's our kind of specialty show.
Sure.
But that should be fairly easy. Yeah. I mean, we can coast through that. And then we have a hydration on Sunday. But I'm going to do it early in the morning so I can make it to church and do hopefully Easter. Now, I've got Easter lunch that I'm preparing for some friends and doing lamb, work of lamb, and getting some advice from other people. I think potatoes au gratin and cheese filet should be good.
Sounds fantastic.
I'm excited. I tell you what. This weather has got me going. I am feeling good like I knew I should. So all is good. And Benji's getting groomed today. Plus Doggy Daycare, a twofer at MVA. All excited. He came strolling out of the car, kind of like, oh, man, look at me. I'm going to be groomed today, boys. And all the dogs are barking at him. He's just not even moving. He's kind of styling on the way back into the place. I'm going to get groomed. Today's spa day for Benji Boy. So he's enjoying it. Okay, so I've got something for you from our good friend Ken Reynolds, who just came back from Nolan's.
Oh, yes.
So what? See what? Look at this. You got some?
Oh, wow, the pralines.
Pralines. And it's funny.
Oh, good.
I'm addicted to these things.
Yeah.
Okay, so he gave them to me last night. To go with some scotch.
Oh, yeah. That's so awesome.
So I took the pecan pie that Reed gave us. I took and sliced a pretty big boy slice. Then I broke some pralines on it and then put it in the oven. No microwave for me, oven. And left the top of it open so the baking hit it, and I put it right up against the baking burner.
Mm-hmm.
And the pralines started to kind of melt. They were dancing and melting. Then I put some vanilla ice cream on that bad boy. It was awesome.
Well, I got to use these pralines for that tonight. Well, I didn't have ice cream the other night. But
yeah.
I'm on this regiment, and all your friends are trying to get me off the regiment, but I appreciate it, guys. All this great food. And so I got a slice of that pecan pie, that homemade Jack Daniel's pecan pie. And I had cinnamon vanilla yogurt, like real cool, has kind of that consistency, and dadgum, it wasn't quite vanilla ice cream, but it was nice
yummy.
Oh yeah, it had that great flavor of the pecan pie. So thank you, Reed Ingram from Sweet Creek, and then thank you, Ken, for these pralines. I'm going to enjoy them.
Ken is a great guy. He just does that out of kindness of his heart. He knows how much we like them. And he brings them. He went down to the cooking school, where the cooking school is where they make these. Mm. And they did a class. And
I know what I'm going to do tonight.
What's that?
I've got other Greek yogurt that tastes like key lime pie. And then I'm going to crumble one of those pralines right into it.
Right into it, just like in the jaws of death.
Oh, that's going to be good tonight.
Yeah. I'm actually going to do something a little unusual and cook a little chili tonight. I know, and the only reason I'm doing this is because we're about to have the last of the cold weather, and I want to have a little chili. Sad news is Duke played Georgia Tech last night, lost again in overtime, 3 points to Georgia Tech. They were in there, did four shots at the three-point line. Four. How many went in? Zero. So then they were just, it was all strictly paint and driving in, getting fouls and things like that. I don't know what's going on with Duke. Duke has got to get their wagon fixed here because it ain't running too well here. And there was an outside possibility if they took care of some of these ACAA teams and got into the tournament that they could still make the playoffs just because of the standing, but they got to be better than 11-10.
Right.
Not exactly fearsome. But, I mean, this is Duke. I had to go back in history. There was nothing in modern time I could even come close to that. Close to that. But it's going to be a good eating weekend for Danny Boy. Love to eat right before the weekend before my chemo. I eat whatever I want to. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Start rushing it down on Tuesday, getting ready for the chemo on Thursday. So all about getting ready. It's all about being prepared here. 272-9228. We're going to reset. Coming back right after this.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Protect your home with landscape and security lighting from our licensed and trusted electricians. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Hey, this is Randy and Tammy Burkhalter at Prattville Farm Center.
Hey, Randy, tell me about those hot chicks I've been hearing about.
Now, Tammy, I don't know any since we got married.
No, Randy, the baby chicks.
Oh, yeah, we're getting Rhode Island Reds, Americanas, Buff Orpingtons, and about six other different varieties.
Plus ducks, turkeys, geese, and guineas.
Hey, and raising chickens is a great family project.
And you get to look forward to fresh eggs.
Visit Prattville Farm Center at 1154 South Memorial Drive and pick up your hot chicks today.
Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest. Laughs, fun, and some priceless financial advice from Montgomery's premier asset preservationist. Weeknights at 6 on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hey, y'all. It's Shelby with Blue Water Broadcasting, and we're live on location at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway. We'll be here until 1 collecting badly needed pet and shelter supplies for our Paw It Forward Pet Drive benefiting the humane societies around the river region. We aren't asking for money, but we are asking for supplies such as dog food and cat food, toys, or treats. Maybe you have some old towels laying around the house or your pet has outgrown their bed. Again, we'll be here until 1, but if you can't make it today, feel free to stop by any of our sponsor locations around the river region to drop off your donation. We appreciate your donation, and tomorrow, we will be at Airnow Home Services in Millbrook, but go to our website to see the full schedule. This is Shelby with Blue Water Broadcasting live at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are on a Wednesday. Grocery shopping day. I got to remember, don't go to the grocery store on a Wednesday. They do a thing, if you're 60 years old or older, they give you a 10% discount. All my fellow 60-plus people are out there getting... I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to stand in line to get a 10%. I mean, I go in and I buy whatever I need that particular moment at the grocery store. Mm-hmm. If I don't need it at that moment, I'm not sure why I'm buying it. So limes, yes, I do go in. And I may buy three limes, but they have to be on sale. Most Corporation in the South, yes, helping people just like you helped me, can help you. 5, 6, 7, 9,000. Interest rates are going up. There is teetering back and forth. Is one of the things that's kind of driving part of the market down right now. But I look at interest rates opening early in the morning, the futures, and they kind of watch it at we're at 1.41 type number right now, but got up to 1.58. That number may not mean anything to you, but going up 0.17. Yeah, it can make a difference in your interest rate. So 5, 6, 7, 9,000. Call them. Get things set up. You don't have to pull the trigger right now, but you do need to get your application going if you're really considering it. Talk to them. Get a rate. You can lock in a rate if you want to. But 5, 6, 7, 9,000. Mortgage Corporation in the South. Do not get shut out. I don't see interest rates going down. The question is, how much up will they go? Or will they kind of reverse a little bit from where it was 2 weeks ago? We did hit an inflection point, and that's a change in market direction for some type of substantial indicator, interest rates being one of those. Mortgage Corporation South, NMLS number 232-876, an equal housing lender. Bob, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Wednesday.
Yes, sir. I congratulate you on your good report.
Thank you.
Okay, I've got cancer myself. I go out there for treatment every couple of weeks.
Oh, wow.
And I'm doing pretty good myself. But
what are your chemo days?
Right now, they've switched them to Tuesdays and Thursdays. I go out, and I have to have this bag taken off, this chemo bag taken off on Thursday. So.
Well, I'm there on Thursday. I'm normally chair 46 or 45.
Oh, okay.
Well, in the morning. In the morning.
If I see you. And my question is, on this capital so-called insurrection, I don't buy that, but I'm saying, whatever happened to the investigation on this Angie Babbitt that was... they're keeping that quiet for some reason. Why are they? They're not protecting a police officer because I know they don't like the police. So they must be protecting somebody at the Capitol, probably Nancy Pelosi, right?
Well, you're talking about the lady that was shot? Is that what you were
right. She was shot at point-blank range, and they're keeping it quiet. And I know they're not keeping it quiet to protect the police officer because they hate the police.
Well, I'm in agreement. I'm shocked that there hadn't been a determination of that, and it's been no mention at all. I'm not sure if it was point blank range, but he did shoot her. And the question is, who was the officer? How many years had he been on the force? Why did he shoot? Did he feel threatened? Now, remember, he's behind a door that's locked and furniture that's stacked up against the door. And I'm
right.
And in any other situation, a police officer shooting a civilian, particularly that civilian would have been black, they would have been going nuts. Did you feel threatened? That would have been the first thing out of their mouth.
Right. And I believe they're trying to cover it up to protect Nancy Pelosi.
Well,
Capitol Security.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily
protect he wouldn't have fired that shot if somebody in the Capitol hadn't authorized him to do that.
That's not necessary. He didn't have to get authorization to fire. He has to feel a threat, an imminent threat. And meet force with force or the force multiplier.
But he couldn't have felt a threat from from an unarmed female. There were four or five officers standing right behind her. They could have easily subdued her and put handcuffs on her.
Well,
he chose to fire. She was the only one murdered there. Why did he fire one shot and then walk away?
Well, you're asking me a question I don't know the answer to. That's a question I would ask. But remember, she was trying to climb through the glass into the chamber. And when she broke the glass, that is right. She broke the glass, and then a moment later, she shot.
Yeah. But they could have easily subdued her without.
Wait. You can't say that's kind of like, well, why didn't you wing them? You can't, you know, the question in police terminology is, did you feel threatened, and why did you escalate your response to that level? What merited that?
I don't think you felt threatened.
Okay. No,
because the officer.
Well, okay. Wait. I know what you feel, but what we don't know is what we don't know. And when those are the type of things you're supposed to find out.
Well, I saw pictures of it I've seen it happening on video.
Okay, so that makes you what?
Makes me feel that the officer standing behind her, if they thought that she was a threat, they could have easily arrested her without killing. And the guy shoots her wearing white gloves. I just don't buy it. There's something fishy about it.
No, I haven't seen an officer wearing white gloves, but...
I thought he was wearing white gloves. It looks to me. I'm surprised that it hasn't come out yet.
I absolutely agree with him. The reason it hadn't come out is because the House doesn't want it to come out.
That's right. And why don't they want it to come out?
That's a great question, which is why we've been asking that question.
That's why I think that some politician in the Capitol authorized that.
But Bob, that's not the way. It doesn't work that way. It doesn't work. And okay, shoot him. I mean, that's not what happens, Bob. That is not what happens. A police officer or any law enforcement officer has an independence, unless they're told not to fire. They have the independence to take a level of action that is meeting the current situation. You can go to you can pick any police officer you know. Ask them about that.
Yeah, and half of the police officers that shoot somebody end up going to jail themselves.
Now,
and they don't try to cover it up. 5 minutes after George was shot, his name, the officer's name, and everything was made public.
They were crucifying him. Total agreement with you. Total agreement. I've said that for since the beginning of this. But I'm just telling you what, it's not like somebody says, shoot him now, go kill that lady.
No. I don't think they did that. I just think that
he had authorization
from Capitol Security to do that. I think if he had just walked up and done it on his own, they'd be throwing him under a bus.
Well, an officer has authorization to take force to meet a situation.
Yeah. But... it doesn't always work that way, though. If he's on the wrong side of the politics, he ends up going to jail. And I wonder why this guy's not going to jail. But I'll wait to see how it comes out. I think that there has to be a reason why they haven't already published that report. And it sounds kind of fishy to me.
And I totally agree with you. And I think that the Republicans need to be standing up and saying something about it.
Yeah, and the Republicans aren't saying anything about it either. So I just don't
know.
No,
the Republican actually grasping some other people said something about it. I mentioned it to the director of FBI yesterday, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh. Well, we'll wait and see. I'll keep a halfway open mind on it, but I want to know what's going on.
Me too.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Maybe I'll see you at Kimbo then. Okay,
appreciate it. Going to a break. Coming back after this.
carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Unless you've been living under a rock, then you know that mortgage rates are low. But did you know that mortgage rates have fallen to their lowest level since 1971? That's 50 years ago. So there's no wonder why you are getting bombarded with mortgage offers. Churchill said it best, a good speech should be like a woman's skirt, long enough to cover the subject and short enough to create interest. That's exactly what other mortgage companies do. They advertise a rate, a teaser, if you will. The advertised rate piques your interest, so you give them a call. You ask questions, only to find the advertised rate is not available to you, or there's a hefty cost for you to get that rate. Unfortunately, this is very common in the mortgage industry. When calling on Alabama Home Mortgage, you don't have to hope you're getting the best rate. You will know you're getting the best rate at the lowest cost to you. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, with today's low rates, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. With a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, you could consolidate and pay off high-interest debt, tackle home improvements that could add value to your home, or even set aside cash for your child's future education. We've already helped over 1 million clients just like you reach their home financing goals this year alone. So remember this. What can give you the technology to refinance easily and save money? Rocket can. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com. That's 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Rates and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. MLSconsumeraccess.org. Number 330.
Hi, folks. This is Bill with Circle C Trailers. Just wanted to let you know, since we've been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting, our business has grown tremendously. I recommend advertising on Blue Water.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Big improvement in our weather today after a dismal day yesterday. Look for lots of sunshine. High temperature up to about 63 this afternoon. Mostly clear, kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 40. Tomorrow, best day of the week weather-wise. Plenty of sunshine. High temperature in the lower 70s. Friday, not bad. Sun and cloud mix. High in the upper 60s, maybe teasing 70 degrees. Chance of a few showers by late Friday night, but sunshine returns over the weekend. Highs in the mid-60s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
272-9228 is where we are. Yes. Well, you know, the Republicans working on their messaging and everything on this COVID-19 bill seem to have paid off in a couple of things. The bridge in New York to Canada and the underground tunnel / subway in Pelosi's district, out of the bill. Pelosi's had the guts to say, as did Schumer, I knew nothing about him. I did not know anything about him. Is there anybody in this audience that believes that? Please tell me that there's no one out there that believes that. Didn't know anything about it. Shazam! It's in there, really? And then we're dropping out nominees and...
And also, if they're real smart, it doesn't actually reduce the cost of the bill. You just repurpose it to general payment to state government.
Yeah, exactly where they wanted to go, which one of their big things.
Yeah.
Let's go to Ellis. Ellis, such a nice guy, they named an island after him. Hey, Ellis.
Yeah, hey. Is Nancy Pelosi pulling a Schultz?
I know nothing.
From Hogan Throw.
Oh, yeah. Boy, you're showing your age there, buddy.
Tell you what, yeah, I know, 59. I'll be 60 in December. Ooh, look out.
Oh, think so.
Yeah. But I was listening to a gentleman, he was talking about the officer, that shot Ashley Babbitt. Is there even an investigation going on? So we don't even know that. And we also don't know, they haven't put out the autopsy report or toxicology report on Officer Sicknick.
Right.
And Greg Kelly on his show Newsmax brought all that up. Then he showed the goat boy or the bison man or whatever he was. The you know who I'm talking about?
Wait, I haven't heard him called goat boy. I've heard him called moose man and Viking.
Buffalo soldier?
The Viking, yeah. Well, he had his lawyer on last night. They've identified he's been in jail ever since.
Wait. What was his lawyer wearing?
He was wearing a suit, but I think the guy's from Virginia. But his lawyer went to talk, say he's a shaman, an Indian shaman of some sort. Anyway, he said, you know, he just went in there. He, you know, they showed the video. He was talking with the officers, you know, real cordial, and they're saying, yeah, you have to get out. And he, you know, he didn't do anything violent. He didn't have weapons or anything other than, well, you see, he took the pictures, you know, and sat at the desk. But it was so funny. Sitting there, his lawyer was trying to explain that he thought Trump was telling him to go into the Capitol.
Yeah, that has become, it's really interesting, there are judges that are saying you can't use that defense, because if he told you to do that, how come you were down at the Capitol 20 minutes before he in speech? Where were you during the speech? They weren't anywhere around.
Yeah, and his lawyer was going around and around, and I'm sitting there going, man, you know, look, he was there. They had that evidence he was there. He's going to have to pay for the crime he committed, and that's that. You know,
there
is no defense because you're there. You broke in. You are guilty.
Yeah, he didn't have a visitor's pass from his member of Congress.
Yeah, really? Dressed like that? My goodness.
When you said shaman, because I thought that was his name. That's what he calls himself.
No, he's a shaman of some sort.
And that's an Indian? American Indian?
He didn't look Indian to me. They showed his picture. You know, if you've seen his picture
without the
makeup and crap that he had on, the horns and everything, that's what his lawyer was saying. He's a shaman or however you want to pronounce it. Yeah, of some sort.
Whatever that is.
Oops, yeah.
Ellis, thank you for the info. You have a good one yourself.
You're welcome.
We're going to get into the after-action report and the lack of it. I was told by a police officer, anytime a police officer fires a weapon, doesn't have to hit somebody, just fires a weapon, there has to be an after-action report. If you fire a weapon and it hits somebody, it's a different level. If it's a fire a weapon, hit somebody, and kill somebody, then there's an automatic investigation. Is a standard procedure for any police department. And it seems to be non-existent on this whole thing. Okay, so Bamazon is back in the news. Bamazon was on CBS this morning. Listen in.
Hundreds of thousands of Amazon employees are watching one of the most significant unionization drives in a generation. Workers at an Amazon warehouse near Birmingham, Alabama, are voting on whether to join a retail workers' union. Their colleagues around the country are wondering how that will affect them. Mark Strassman is at that fulfillment center in Bessemer, Alabama, where he spoke to some of the workers.
In two shifts a day here, 5,800 workers sort, package, and ship the sort of Amazon boxes that many of us could deliver at home. They make more than $15 an hour, which is more than double the minimum wage. But some of them tell us the company refuses to hear their complaints and frustration.
Michael Foster is a union organizer, and early this morning, we found him outside the Amazon warehouse at Shift Change, where he's campaigned for votes since last October.
Amazon is treating the people disrespectful. They basically telling the people, if you don't want to abide by the way we work, you can go find another job somewhere else.
According to the union, roughly 85% of the workers at this massive warehouse are black. Most are women. Many complain about grueling work, unsafe conditions, with inadequate bathroom and meal breaks.
We're being treated like we're prisoners. Who's there to get a job done?
Jennifer Bates and Daryl Richardson both work at the warehouse.
What's your biggest frustration there?
Job security, respect, and safe, your safety, well-being.
The community don't realize is what's going on behind the curtain. What are the people there going through just to make sure that we get our packages?
It's time for us to make a stand. It's time for some changes.
Man, I would think someone have a better grasp of the English language at $15 an hour or more. But I guess if you raise it to that, automatically it doesn't matter. This I'm very curious about this vote and how it shakes out. Listen to the second half of the story.
Frustrated workers contacted the retail, wholesale, and department store union. Celebrities like Danny Glover support them.
Martin Luther King said the best anti-poverty program he knew of was the union. And that still remains so, more than 60 years after he said, make that statement.
And this week, President Biden weighed in.
Every worker should have a free and fair choice to join a union.
But they are Amazon, and this is Alabama. The e-commerce behemoth is fighting the union drive in this right-to-work state. In a statement, the company told us, if the union vote passes, it will impact everyone at the site, and it's important associates understand what that means for them and their day-to-day life working at Amazon. Amazon worker Don Hoag will vote no.
And I have yet to personally encounter anyone that is pro-union. I do not see a point in paying somebody to do something I'm fully capable to do for myself, and that being advocating.
But the union believes these workers need a voice, and they'll deliver the votes despite long odds.
If you put enough heart in anything that you do, you can do anything.
Even in Alabama.
Even in Alabama. Oh, we have not been able to organize in Alabama as we wish we could, but things are meant to change.
This is a vote by mail and will go on until March 29th. The union expects this to be a close vote, but whichever side wins, the loser could challenge the outcome.
Very consequential vote. I understand not understanding why you're paying somebody and what are they going to do for you, but you realize what they may do for you when you need them and they're not there.
Yep. Yeah, I don't know the right answer here to union or not to unionize, but they're certainly raising some very troubling issues that I think need to be addressed. Yeah, it's, and as we pointed out at the beginning, we haven't seen a unionization battle of this significant in quite a long time.
Yeah. I know. Union membership had been declining for years. It may be back on the uptick.
Interesting. I'm really looking forward to seeing that vote. Let's go to Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy, welcome aboard the Damar Show on a Wednesday. How say you?
Look for the union label when you are buying some boxer briefs. Remember that Fruit of Loom union?
I remember that.
Yeah, I tell you. I would never buy undergarments unless they were union made.
Why is that?
Maybe, I don't know. It just made me feel more secure. You know, more complete.
I like that.
I have to keep it clean for the radio.
What's on your mind today?
Well, I was just talking about that clip. It's interesting. It's interesting. Usually when you, I'd love to see what Mr. Bezos.
Bezos?
Yeah, Mr. Bezos, the CEO of the company, is having his feelings. What is his feelings about the union? Is he against it?
I would guess he would be.
Yeah. I mean, I think unions have a place, but like Marysville, Ohio, Honda, for example, you know, they don't have a union up there. And it's amazing up there. They have an on-site daycare for the, you know, for single parents or, you know, people who have kids, and they have a doctor or nurse. I mean, they address all the issues that, you know, that the workers are asking for. Because don't you have to pay union dues, right?
If you're in a union, you do.
Yeah, representation. You have to pay for that. And I wonder if it'd be possible if I could vote for the union by mail.
Well, and at the Amazon,
or do I have to do it on purpose? Do I have to do it in person so you can video record my face?
At the Amazon Bessemer, they can do it by mail.
Oh, they can.
Yeah. The question would be, the cutoff is March the 29th. Okay. And the question is going to be, what happens when ballots come in after March the 29th?
It's going to be Trump 2.
There you go.
It's going to be interesting. It's always funny when the old hen lays an egg in your backyard, you know, or the neighborhood dog takes a drop or leaves a gift in your front yard. It's all different when he does that. But it's going to be interesting to see how that goes. But they're making, what, double minimum wage right now?
Yeah, over $15 an hour.
Now, I know a Hyundai plant out there, a friend of mine works out there, and he says, you even mentioned the word out of your mouth, and some next day you're gone, because it's a fire at Will State, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they can just let you go. But he said, that's why they'll never have a union at the Hyundai plant. Never.
Well, that was a major part of Hyundai coming here. Is Hyundai loved our right to work state,
right?
And they loved the package that we put together for them of site development, training, that kind of stuff.
And that's kind of typical of Southern states when it comes to union labor, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They're anti union.
Well,
more up north.
They know in the North, particularly Michigan, unions destroyed Michigan and Ohio because they had too much of legacy payments,
right,
and things like that. I mean, you're paying somebody to put it. I have a guy who came from Michigan to Mercedes-Benz. His single job was to put a bumper on a car. That's all he did. $72,000 a year.
Man,
to put a bumper on a car.
I was watching that on the reason why Japanese cars and foreign cars went after the big three, and it had a documentary on Amazon. It was pretty interesting in that the unions destroyed Detroit.
Absolutely.
Because he says they got to a point where they were making so much money and the benefits were so good, and even after they had retired or even died, their children still got medical benefits.
I don't know about that, but here's what happened is Ford, GM, Chrysler, all of them said, wanted to have a standard of performance on the line. So we're going to pay you this, but you have to have so many cars that do not get returned. And the union didn't want to do that. And if you remember back in the 70s,
quality
was it. Fissile repair daily, Ford.
Yeah. And Dotson was kicking everybody's butt, remember?
Yeah, I mean, it was terrible. I had friends that were in the car business, and people would take their car in, and it was just built wrong. It was built poorly. And then Honda and Toyota showed up, and Dotson, the precursor to Nissan, and and those cars were great.
Yep, and cheaper, because the guy was talking in the documentary. He said, see that window sticker? The salesperson said, he goes, yeah, he says, we're almost priced ourselves out of the competition, he says, because on that $30,000 car, $5,000 of it is union.
Well, it's legacy. It goes into retirement.
Yeah.
A whole bunch goes into retirement.
Yeah, he said we can't even compete, he says, because the unions have gotten to the point where they're just destroyed. Because you remember...
they absolutely do. Well, that's why they left.
The 60s and 70s, American cars are great. Look at the classic cars back then. And then the 80s and 90s, they made crap.
Well, it started in the 70s with the gas problem, and you realize you had a gas guzzler that broke down all the time.
Right. That's when you had those little Datsun B210s come in. And
Well, Chevrolet tried to do the Vega. I owned a Vega, I'm ashamed to say.
Oh, yeah. I remember that. I remember the hot rod one was at the Cosworth Twin Cam.
Yeah, well, Soulja Boy, I got to go, buddy. Enjoy the talk.
Great day, guys.
You too. Going to come back. Craig and James right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
This is where we are. Let's go to the phones and try to fit Craig in here. Craig, welcome aboard the Damo Show on a Wednesday.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all?
Good, and you?
Great. Hey, I was listening to the union piece, and they said that they were told if they didn't want to do the job and go somewhere else. Well, that's kind of like every job I've ever had.
I know.
You don't want to do your job, go somewhere else. Man, that's ridiculous. Not even happy with $15 an hour, and then, I mean, what are they going to do, unionize against Biden when he tries to get minimum wage raise? That's not good enough either?
Well, think about that.
Insanity.
I mean, $15 an hour, you're talking about $600 a week. You're talking about $32,000 a year. So you don't have to have a college education. You can go in and earn $32,000 a year. There are great benefits that happen with Amazon, and something's wrong
and
with
that. They're going to take part of their wages and pay union dues for a group. Look how well the unions did the pipeline workers. I mean, man, they did a fine job making sure that didn't get passed through. I mean, it's just insanity. These unions don't care about the people anymore. Years ago, yeah, probably. But now it's about lining their own pockets. But look how well the Postal Service Union has done. Talk about delivering packages. I mean, they have run these things into the ground. And that's why businesses come to Alabama and Georgia and Tennessee.
Well,
we're not pro-union.
Well, it's the reason that unions have diminished so much now. The places where unions have advanced are in government employees.
Right. Well, you remember, I don't know if you remember, Colin, a few years ago, the GM plant of Tennessee, the union came in and was trying to unionize, and the workers were fighting the union saying, get the heck out of here. We've got it pretty good.
Yeah, I don't remember that, but...
I do. I mean, it was up and around Columbia, Tennessee, up there, Spring Hill area, and it's just insanity. But anyway, can I get in on the drawing this week?
It depends.
What does it depend on? Are we wearing depends?
Are you over the age of 18?
Well, I am, unfortunately. I wish I wasn't.
Give me your month and date of birth.
I'd be joining the scooter union, 112.
Craig, we're going to do that drawing for Sweet Creek on Friday, Morris Corporation South on Thursday. Have you been to Sweet Creek?
I have, actually. I pull my truck up there sometimes and run in, grab stuff, and go home and cook it.
There you go.
There's no telling. But anyway, hey, and real quick, I figured out why your immune system is doing so well.
Why?
It's all that time you spent up in D.C. around the swamp up there. You build up an immunity to normal bacteria. So
I like that, Craig. Go, I thought you can tell me it's because of the corona joint.
Nah, it ain't the corona. It was the corona, but nobody would have the rona.
Yeah, you go.
But anyway, well, hey, man, you take it easy and hope your treatments keep going so well for you.
Thanks, Craig. I really appreciate it an awful lot.
Y'all have a great day, sir.
You want to try to fit James in here? James, you're up to bat, buddy.
Hey, one thing about it's not so smart about Amazon. Okay, you're going into a location with poorly educated people. You've got people that feel disenfranchised, and they've got a chip on the shoulder, and you're going to put a big plant there in Alabama. Yeah, they could have chosen a lot better location because those people are very susceptible to being unionized. And it really, really didn't make a lot of sense to put a location there when there were a lot of other better locations they could have chosen.
Like where?
Huntsville, around Auburn, down South Alabama, you know, up just north of Florida. There's a lot of people there that want to work that would have a lot better attitudes, you know.
It's really more about your workforce availability, and then also that is a distribution plant where they, when you look at the satellite of it, you'll see trucks, like I'm talking about, like 80 trucks around the whole building. And so the combination of I-65, I-20, and all that, I think kind of played into it. But you have to have a resource for your labor.
Yes, sir. One thing that you mentioned about the interest rates, I would have asked people to really, really see your man and get their house loans adjusted, because it's really, really going to hit. And, you know, I've noticed today, for instance, in the market, the material stocks, Mosaic, U.S. Steel, International Paper, they're jumping like crazy. And I've also found that I was given a device, a Google device, as much as I hate to say it. You know, I haven't been able to see, to follow the stocks. I have to ask the big lady to look them up. But now I can just turn my head and say the name of the stock, and it will give me the quote.
Oh, really? I like that. Yes.
It's a mini. It's $29 at, say, Walmart. Hey, Google, price of International Paper stock.
International Paper Co. stock is trading at $53.56 a share on NYSE at 1:59 p.m. Eastern Standard.
I don't know if you could hear it.
I can hear it. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
I got to go, James. I'm up against the top of the hour break.
All right.
You're welcome to hang on if you like. Going to be back. After this.